Jerry Bader Show 950. My guess is that there are a lot of people who, until recently, that is people over 30, might not have even heard of Robin Thicke or his song Blurred Lines. You might know his dad, Alan, but weren't really into his music. This would be the song that he performed with Miley Cyrus at the VMAs, which raised a big stink. Before that happened, something happened at a Wisconsin high school football game, which has led to the firing of a dance team coach. This is from Logan T. Carlson, writing in the Wausau News Herald, or the News Herald Media. I'm sorry, Wausau, Marshfield News Herald Media. Dance team, I found it at the Wausau website, at the Daily Herald. But it's the News Herald out of Marshfield that this story comes from. Marshfield High School dance team, the head coach of the dance team, was fired last month following a performance to an edited version of Robin Thicke's popular summer anthem, Blurred Lines, at the first home football game of the year. The dismissal of Lisa Jolene by Marshfield High School principal Steve Sukawati has been met with confusion from parents and students and concerns that the dance team might be forced to disband without a coach who helped bring a measure of respectability to a team often seen as social pariahs by their classmates. Before Lisa came, the team was held together by the parents. It was disorganized, and none of the girls in the school were interested in the team, said Leah Hennick, a Marshfield High School sophomore and dance team captain. It was a bit of a social pariah to join the dance team at that point. The dance team performed to the song at halftime of Marshfield's 10-9 loss to Wausau West on August 23rd, two nights before Thicke would appear at the MTV Music Video Awards, along with Miley Cyrus in what would become one of the most talked about events of the year. Sadly, he's right about that. The song was everywhere this summer, topping the Billboard 100 charts for 14 weeks, longest time a song has been at the top in nearly 4 years. It also holds the record for the most times a song has been played on a radio in a single week, garnering 229 million impressions in early August. But because the music video features three models wearing nothing but flesh-colored thongs while dancing next to Thicke, Pharrell Williams and rapper T.I., and the song's sexually suggestive lyrics, it has become a target for critics, claiming it helps perpetuate misogynistic attitudes toward women. In August, the Wall Street Journal ran a story called "Is Blurred Lines a Rapey Song?" Okay, if you're not familiar with that term, the word rapey has become a popular word among young third-wave feminists. Some people have criticized the use of the word, claiming it trivializes sexual assault. I disagree, the author writes, Bly Brinkley. I find the term very useful. I like to think of the word as the adjectival form of rape culture. Thanks to the Daily Beast, Trisha Romano, rapey has been a popular term this summer. In calling Thicke's song of the summer, Blurred Lines, kind of rapey, she helped set off a debate that seems to be as popular a subject for bloggers as the song is on the charts. Between the refrain, "I know you want it," and the controversial music video featuring naked women, Blurred Lines is ripe for criticism. Here are the lyrics. I'm not going to read all of them because they're not all relevant. If you can't hear what I'm trying to say, if you can't read from the same page, maybe I'm going deaf, maybe I'm going blind, maybe I'm going out of my mind, everybody get up. Okay, now he was close, tried to domesticate you, but you're an animal, baby. It's in your nature. Just let me liberate you. Hey, 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 you don't need no papers. Hey, 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 that man is not your maker. And that's why I'm going to take a good girl. I know you want it. I know you want it. I know you want it. And he goes on. But you're a good girl. The way you grab me must want to get nasty. Go ahead, get at me. Everybody get up. Now, there are words, I'm assuming, that are not in the... She played the edited version. You the hottest bitch in this place. I assume that was edited out. I know you want it. I know you want it. I know you want it. You're a good girl. Can't let it get past me. You're far from plastic. Talk about getting blasted. Everybody get up. I hate these blurred lines. The inference to the blurred lines is whether or not it's consensual. There are those who consider this a date rape song. Jason, I know you like the song. My daughter said the same thing. It disturbs her to enjoy the song because she loves the tune. Now, so that is the song that got her fired. Asukawati, the principal, and Marshfield Athletic Director Nathan Delaney, both of whom were present at the football game, directed all questions to Superintendent of Schools Peg Geegan. Action was taken to remove Ms. Jolene from the assignment as high school dance coach based on appropriate reasons and following district protocols. Personnel matters are confidential, so no further information will be forthcoming. One mother of the dance team, Kathy Hennick, I didn't see it as so egregious because she edited the music. The dancing was suggestive but not explicit. It was not explicit. It's not a black and white issue. The district is saying it was so hideously bad that she is a danger to students. That's what is upsetting to us. Not a single parent that I talked to was upset about them using that song. According to an April performance review provided to News Herald Media by Jolene, Delaney said she had helped transform the team and encouraged her to build the program the way she wanted to. Here's the other thing, though. Now, I didn't see the performance, but a friend pointed something out. These dance teams are getting pretty suggestive at football games. I have seen that. Should they have fired her for this? Aaron in Waupaca. Aaron, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, Jerry. I'm not really a fan of pop music at all, but I have to say, Blurred Lines is like, it's like the Lion King compared to most of this music nowadays. I mean, any given rap song that makes the charts, is, I hear those lyrics and it's Disney, really, compared to what so much of the popular stuff is. I realize the video and then maybe the Miley Cyrus moment were a little risque, but the song itself, lyrically, it's nothing compared to so much of what's out there right now.
Lyrically, I know what you're talking about in terms of the F-bombs and the other things that you hear in rap.
Or the N-word that they use in the comma.
Absolutely, or the N-word. But what about the tone or the theme of the song that some say seems to suggest date rape?
I think it's a zeitgeist of the times. It's unfortunate. I will not disagree. That's the way it all is now. It's sad. Everyone wants to outdo each other. Everybody wants to be a little bit more edgy, a little more sexual, but in the grand scheme of where we're at now, I think this song is nothing, but unfortunately, it's too bad that we're at the place we're at now.
Aaron, thanks a lot for the call. More on this after the news, 9:58.
The Jerry Bader Show.